This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now, getting cash from an ATM is pretty simple and usually free if you have an account with the bank. But go to an ATM that isn't your bank or doesn't have a special relationship with your bank or credit union, and that withdrawal can get expensive. New survey from Bankrate.com found that the average out-of-network charge is $4.72. That is a record high, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
ATM fees are rising in part because fewer people are using ATMs. Greg McBride at Bankrate says as people migrate away from cash,
the cost of maintaining those networks is being spread over fewer transactions.
Bankrate says on average, banks charge you about $160 for an out-of-network withdrawal, but the ATM itself charges you about $3. McBride says those are the fees that have really been spiking.
And in terms of raising fee revenue, that's kind of low-hanging fruit because nobody's worried about alienating a non-customer.
Thing is, those non-customers are often low income, says Lisa Servon at the University of Pennsylvania. She says lower income people often need to withdraw cash quickly, even if they have to pay extra to do it.
I have an account at a bank that will allow me to get reimbursed for ATM fees, but for many low income people, they don't have the minimum monthly balance that entitles them to those benefits.
Bankrate says many smaller banks and credit unions have agreements with each other that let users withdraw cash from any of their ATMs for free. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.